Bitter cold conditions have finally abated from the Midwest, and we will see a much more pleasant week of weather across the region this week. Although, with that said, there will be a couple of shots of precipitation coming up, but the bottom line is that travel conditions will not be very bad. We do expect to see the temperatures this afternoon warming up additionally across the region. Readings this morning are running mostly in the 20s and 30s across a big part of the area. The region is being impacted by a nor'easter that is impacting the middle and north Atlantic coastal region here today. There was plenty of rain that occurred to our south and east over the last 24 hours, but most of the Midwest itself was not necessarily impacted substantially by the heavier rains that were noted. We did see some 1 to 2 and local 3-inch amounts of moisture occurring in the lower Mississippi River Basin area to the Tennessee Basin and on into some neighboring areas in Alabama and further to the northeast into the middle Atlantic region. Well, today we will see the snow event occurring in the interior northeastern parts of the country, and at the same time that that is occurring, we will likely see our weather turn a little bit more tranquil as we go through the day. However, with that said, Ohio will see some nasty weather this morning and see improving conditions as we go through the afternoon. It'll be relatively quiet across the region tomorrow. We expect to see the temperatures somewhat cooler still in the eastern parts of the Midwest, but a big warm-up is likely as we go forward into Thursday and Friday of this week. The temperatures will rise notably above average, and we'll have a little disturbance moving across the Great Lakes region that will likely temper some of that warming tendency in that part of the region, but the lower parts of the Midwest will stay fairly warm through the balance of this week. The precipitation event that occurs in the Great Lakes region, it won't be all that impressive, but there will be a bit of a wintry mix of precipitation types that will occur across the region, and that may hinder some of the travel across the region for a little while. Well, the temperatures across the Midwest today are expected to peak out mostly in the 30s. We'll see some 40-degree temperatures in Missouri and parts of Kansas, and we'll see the warmer conditions expanding into the larger part of the Midwest a little later this week. Well, in the meantime, that little disturbance moving across the northern Midwest will force temperatures down just a little bit tomorrow. Highs on Wednesday will run 20s and 30s across a big part of the Midwest, with some 40s still continuing in the southwestern parts of the Corn Belt. The warmest weather comes immediately after that, with Thursday afternoon highs in the U.S. Central Plains and the Southern Plains running in the 70s and 80s. And it looks like that heat will work its way further to the east, but it will moderate quite a bit. High temperatures on Friday afternoon in the Midwest will run from 40s in the Great Lakes region and upper Mississippi River Basin area to readings in the 60s across portions of southern and central Illinois, southern Indiana, parts of Kentucky and Missouri, and Kansas. In fact, parts of Kansas and Missouri may actually get up and around and over 70 degrees. That will occur not only on Friday, but perhaps on Thursday as well. The heat will begin to abate a bit as we get into the weekend. A cool front will come through the Midwest and likely push those warmer temperatures to the south, but it'll still be warmer than normal. Temperatures in the heart of the weekend will be 30s and 40s in the northern Midwest and 40s and 50s in the south. In the meantime, internationally, weather conditions continue to be of interest. Widespread precipitation fell in the Durham wheat-producing areas of North Africa during the weekend, easing dryness in that particular area. And it looks like persistent rains coming up in central Argentina and portions of interior southern and center-south Brazil will likely induce some flood potential as we get out into the latter part of this week. We'll watch that real closely. In the meantime, it looks like China received widespread precipitation that helps to set the stage for an aggressive start to their spring growing season in just a few weeks. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.